the Vatican has released new guidelines for how they address and affirm supernatural events. This change could very well play into the multiple supernatural occurrences that are prophesied to take place in the last days. There's a very interesting person who is the head of the department in charge of this at the Vatican. With the Catholic Church turning from the biblical truths in multiple ways, these new guidelines could ultimately have very serious implications. This article from Fox News discusses these new current changes. Vatican releases guidance on investigating supernatural phenomena. The Catholic Church published a document on Friday providing new guidance for the discernment of alleged supernatural phenomena. The document, translated into 7 languages, specifically addresses how the Church should investigate events that seem to exceed the bounds of ordinary experiences and present themselves as having a supernatural origin, such as alleged apparitions, visions, interior or exterior locutions, writings or messages, phenomena related to religious images, and psychological phenomena. The document highlighted 4 specific areas in relation to supernatural occurrences. Whether signs of a divine action can be ascertained in phenomena that are alleged to be of supernatural origin. Whether there is anything that conflicts with faith and morals in the writings or messages of those involved in the alleged phenomena in question. Whether it is permissible to appreciate their spiritual fruits, whether they need to be purified from problematic elements, or whether the faithful should be warned about potential risks, and whether it is advisable for the competent ecclesiastical authority to realize their pastoral value. According to the new guidelines, the Church will no longer aim for authoritative affirmation of the supernatural origin of an event, but instead approve or reject the public's devotion and popular piety based on available evidence. The office in charge of discerning these supernatural events is called the Dicastery for the Doctrine of Faith. The person in charge of that office is Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez. Cardinal Fernandez has a checkered past, writing some very strange books about sexuality. Heal Me With Your Mouth, The Art of Kissing, an old book sparks a new controversy in the Vatican. It's sadly not surprising that these are the types of people in positions of power at the Vatican, as they stray more and more from biblical truths. Here's a clip of Mel Gibson questioning whether the Vatican and the Church has been infiltrated by an evil force.
And how are we supposed to know the good guys from the bad guys? Well, we were given a standard by which to judge them. You know, by their fruits, you'll know them. By their fruits. Anybody seen any good fruit lately? No. It's tough. And look, I'm a pretty sinful guy. I mean, I'm as venal as the next guy. But I know the difference between a shepherd and a hireling. And I think that the vast majority of these bishops are just a bunch of hirelings, you know. And my question is, you know, like, who's hiring them? I don't think it's Jesus. Is it Francis? Who's hiring Francis? Is it Pachamama? I mean, I think you need to look at the whole institution. And, you know, I'll quote Archbishop Vigano again in saying that he believes that there was a parallel counterfeit church set up to eclipse the real one. He's suggesting usurpation or an inside job. It seems that way. Of course we know the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You know, the victory is God's, not ours. And it will flourish if we keep it in our hearts. It can flourish in our hearts and keep the faith. And that's what's going to happen. That's what I encourage you to do.
Malachi Martin was an exorcist and former aide to Pope St. Paul XXIII and one-time professor at the Vatican's Pontifical Biblical Institute. Malachi Martin was an ordained Jesuit who requested to be released from his vows from the Jesuit order. He also spoke of an evil infiltration that has happened at the Vatican within the highest orders of people in power, and that they were actually followers of Satan and a satanic order. Saint Malachi in the 12th century also prophesied that in the last days there would be a counter pope or a black pope who rose to a position of power to lead astray the Catholic Church. Here's a news clip showing how the Vatican has made recent changes in their teachings and their beliefs that conform them more towards the culture and away from biblical truths.
In Catholic Church, how to treat same-sex couples. In a new documentary, the Pope says gay couples should be allowed to legally join together in civil unions.
Indeed, it is a big deal and a real departure from his predecessors. This is the first time we have ever heard a pope support same-sex civil unions.
The revelations came in a documentary about Francis's papacy. In it, Francis said homosexuals have a right to be part of the family. They're children of God. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way, they are legally covered.
The Vatican's change on their stance on understanding supernatural events very well could play into the end times deceptions of the false prophet and the Antichrist and the supernatural signs that follow them. These three end times prophecies tell us about these supernatural occurrences. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed the beast. Jesus also gave a warning that the deceptions in the end times will be so great that even believers will be tempted to believe the lies. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Revelation 16:13-14 also warns of evil supernatural signs that are going to take place in the last days. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons, performing signs, which go out to the kings of the earth and the whole world, to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. When the Bible warns of something multiple times, it's extremely important to pay attention. The fact that supernatural occurrences and events is something that's becoming mainstream fits in perfectly with what the Bible prophesies will take place in the last days. We need to put our trust fully in Jesus Christ to be led away from distractions and deceptions and to be on the straight and narrow path of truth. I hope and pray you're well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.